Commissioner of Agriculture, State Fox is going to be with us a few minutes after the 10 o'clock news here on WPTF 919-860-9783.
On air, online, and on your smartphone, this is the Triangle's only local news radio, 680 WPTF, Raleigh, North Carolina.
CBS News, I'm Gary Long. The fire threat has eased in much of Southern California, but some hot spots remain on and near Camp Pendleton, the greatest concern. CBS News correspondent Ben Tracy is in Escondido.
A lot of the people who were evacuated out of there are actually being able to return to their homes today, which is a big sign of progress because firefighters feel like they've built enough containment lines around that fire to safely let people back into their homes. Now, also working in firefighters' favor today are calmer winds, cooler temperatures. We're expecting highs in the mid-80s.
Cause of those fires being investigated, at least three suspects in custody. Five African leaders confirmed today in Paris with officials from the U.S., Britain, and France working on a strategy against Boko Haram, the Islamic extremist group responsible for abducting more than 300 Nigerian schoolgirls. British Foreign Secretary William Hague.
We're offering to embed military advisors with the Nigerian headquarters. We work with Nigeria in many other ways on counterterrorism.
Officials say there will be no Western military operation in Nigeria to search for those girls. Arizona Senator John McCain in the Republicans' weekly address says the Obama administration's response to allegations in the VA controversy have been inadequate. McCain calls for a major overhaul of the VA.
I respect the important role of the Inspector General, but my fellow veterans can't wait the many months it may take to issue its report. They need answers, accountability, and leadership from this administration and Congress now.
VA Undersecretary for Health Care Robert Petzl has resigned. Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey says the $35 million fine on General Motors and the faulty ignition controversy is much too low, calling for the law to be changed, making such penalties much higher.
Some lawmakers want to raise the maximum civil penalty against automakers who conceal safety defects. Two congressional subcommittees are vowing to call GM CEO once again before their committees to ask her more questions about how the automaker could hide this defect, as the government has said it did.
CBS's Mark Albert in Washington, the ignition defect has been linked to 13 deaths and 31 crashes. Prepping for the Preakness, a typical racetrack today in Baltimore. A lot of attention on California Chrome, winner of the Kentucky Derby. WBAO reporter Scott Wyckoff in Baltimore.
It's Tom out here at the Stakes Barn with the Derby winner and Preakness favorite California Chrome relaxing in his stall before the big race. After assistant trainer Alan Sherman took him out to the track for an early morning jog.
It went great. He was really on the muscle. He drugged me to the track and drugged me back to the barn, and he's a happy horse today.
And he likes the way the race is setting up for his Preakness favorite.
It looks like there's going to be two or three speed horses in the race, and hopefully we'll just be sitting in the garden spot and have somewhere to run down the lane.
Scott Wyckoff for CBS News, Baltimore.
This is CBS News.
Now, WPTF News, 63 degrees at 10:03. ALE agents and Fayetteville police raided a series of nightclubs along Bragg Boulevard Friday, including Mickey's Bar and Grill. They arrested several employees and business owners on alcohol and drug violations. Charlotte Mayor Nat Robertson told WTVD-TV, the area has been a problem for a while.
There's been three murders here in the past year and a half. So it's a hotbed, and this is going to be one of the focuses of the city council in the coming weeks and months to start looking at how can we best clean up this area.
The North Carolina Highway Patrol joining its counterparts across the country to get motorists to change lanes or slow down when they approach emergency vehicles on the roadside. The Move Over Awareness campaign begins after last weekend's crash that killed the Nashville, Tennessee Metro officer while investigating an accident along Interstate 60.